Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting second. The right fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The center fielder, Dixie Walker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tony Pete. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Kennedy. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Vern Kennedy. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Finney. Batting second. The center fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, George Puccinelli. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Rabbit Wurstler. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Skeeter Newsom. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Harry Kelly. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Harry Kelly. And now, play ball. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney takes first base on ball four. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into right field. Haas picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Haas. Moses goes all the way around to score. Johnson moves to third. It's 1-0, Athletics. George Puccinelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puccinelli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to home to get Johnson. Puccinelli moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Puccinelli moves to third. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bonura hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 1, Athletics, 1. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete hits a fly ball into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler takes first base on ball 4. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wurstler moves to third. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wurstler scores. One out. It's White Sox, 2, Athletics, 2. Harry Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Newsom. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Appling applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kennedy moves to second. One out. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Finney scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Haas for the out. Kennedy moves to third. Two outs. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Finney scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Walker for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Finney takes first base on ball 4. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Puccinelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puccinelli is 0-for-1 in the game. Puccinelli strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bonura hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Appling reaches second base with a double. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0-for-1 in the game. Pete hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Appling moves to third. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. he's got one RBI. Dykes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Appling scores. Pete moves to third. It's 4-2, White Sox. Bill Dietrich now pitching. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Puccinelli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pete scores. One out. It's 5-2, White Sox. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a line drive towards short. Newsom reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-2 in the game. Krivic hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dykes moves to third. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-2 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. Higgins hits a pop-up towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wurstler hits a pop-up towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Newsom hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Bonura hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Bonura moves to second. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pete hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dietrich fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich takes first base on ball 4. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Finney hits a line drive to right field. That will be extra bases. Haas chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Pete. Pete fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Pete. Dietrich goes all the way around to score. Finney moves to third. It's 5-3 White Sox. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Finney scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 5-4, White Sox. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Dykes. George Puccinelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puccinelli is 0-for-2 in the game. Puccinelli takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-2 in the game. Higgins bunts towards third. Dykes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnson moves to third. Puccinelli moves to second. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wurstler hits a fly ball into left field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Johnson scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's White Sox, 5, Athletics, 5. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Hayes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pete settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Dietrich hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got 1 RBI. Finney takes first base on ball 4. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-3 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Finney scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Haas for the out. Two outs. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-3 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson strikes out. One out. George Puccinelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puccinelli is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Puccinelli hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pete settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a fly ball into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two home runs. He's got two RBIs. Bonura hits a fly ball into right field. Puccinelli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Finney scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Appling for the out. Two outs. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pete strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Wurstler takes first base on ball 4. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Newsom hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Dietrich is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Dykes hits a pop-up towards short. Newsom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dietrich fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and three walks. He's got one RBI. Finney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Moses bunts towards the catcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Finney moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Johnson strikes out. The ball gets by Sewell. He chases the ball to the backstop. There goes Moses. The throw from Sewell and he throws it away. Moses is safe on the error. There goes Finney. Here's the throw, and he's safe. There goes Moses. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. George Puccinelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puccinelli is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Puccinelli is walked intentionally. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Pete reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Wurstler hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 4 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Higgins. Haas moves to second. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 4 in the game. Walker hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and two home runs. He's got two RBIs. Bonura hits a fly ball into right field. Puccinelli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Dietrich bunts towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and three walks. He's got one RBI. Finney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dietrich moves to third. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.